táchtach starú é le buint le bailile anamach nó bailach, rud a chuir gúntas ar golóirgaomhar an tro seo, ach cén fá? Is an na hála an cá deirigh ar thalamh na héan. Ba chóir go mifá de heasamh bhí lára tráid bhaon is ag thala nócha a hocht nó 98 Hall. Áit bhfuil gunna mór agus dalamhós do chóir amach, tá fáil ar tuile óolais faoin gá féin sa gáchlós. Is iad fórsaí na Fraince agus na Breitaine a chuig go mun caitha tar éis dorsaí na Fraince teach de díra mo faoi cheannas an Generál Humbert ar raibh tuairim is míle fear leis i míúnasa 1608, agus é suaú leis na mílta éanna go bhharrompú. Ach ní ra bhála go bhí ina nuna méid a bhí ráite. Mar sin féin, tar éis bu a háil le gaslán na bharraigh tháinig na céata le chéile ar san na cuaise. Ach ní raibh siad réite ag gheart mar a bhí níon an senolaí áid tuil Pat Donnelly.
Yeah, you see, the Irish weren't trained. Now, the militia that broke ranks to the Irish, they would be trained men. But there was a lot of them, their heart was in it, but they had no training. And they were handed on a crash course with weapons in a couple of minutes to learn how to fire them. A lot of them never even fired a shotgun. So they nearly shot themselves. Very dangerous. And believe it or not, a lot of them went out with, they had pikes, but they had pitchforks and they had everything, even their bare hands to fight. That's all, that's how trained they were. The French were really disappointed with them. And first and foremost, this great 100,000 never appeared. And the few that did appear, they were ill-trained, hadn't a clue. And that's why that Humbert negotiated with Captain Jobbett, Colonel MacDonnell and General Blake. They were the men that tried to mobilise them and tried to get some bit of discipline on them, because they never was in an entrenched warfare. And you see, the realities of it is the Battle of Ballinamuck happened more by accident than design. It wasn't designed to happen in Ballinamuck.
Is there an acht lá de bhí man fór 1608 a tharla an cá idir fórsaíon de Breitaine faoi cheannas an tír na Cornwallis agus an Generál Lake ar a bheag nach 3,000 farracha i bhád níos mó ná mar bhí ag na Francaigh agus na Héidirnaigh. Bhí súil géir ag fórsaíon de Breitaine ar Humbert agus é ag bogas suid.
Humbert set out for Granard from Clone on the morning of the 8th of September. Just as they were about to leave, they found out that the chains of the cannon were missing. So that they improvised, which meant it delayed them longer. To substitute the chains, they made ropes made of flax. And this delayed their departure. The Franco-Irish, as they called them, that was French stroke Irish, departed Clone, but they went in different routes. And again, that disrupted them. And a point to note here as well, their footwear, it was the same size fits all. There was size 8, 9 and 10, and you could wear, and there was no such thing as a right boot or a left boot. They were all the same make. You could put the left one on the right if it suited you, and if it didn't, and it cut the feet off them as well. Everything was slowing them down. Right, the first shots were fired on Kilcreave Hill. When they did, Sarrazin, the French officer, whom I said earlier on was in negotiations with a surrender, he surrendered right away, which I have my own doubts about. So the French stroke Irish were strung out a mile because they got confused, as I said, and they had to cross fields to catch up with their... There's two routes which people out there would not be familiar with when they come from Clone. There is two roads to a place there called the Nailor's Cross. People look at, may not know what it is, but they come from two directions and to join forces. And in between, the English were really, really closing in on them, and he surrendered with a couple of hundred of his men. And that really cut down the force. So Humbert had gone ahead, and he was scanning the terrain because he knew that he could not keep going. So he scanned the terrain and he seen Shanmula Hill. And where his point for Shanmula Hill was to get into the village and get up on the highest ground, but they closed in on him. So prior to going up to the village, he took a left turn up the hill at a place called Cassidy's Lane on the east side of Ballinamuck. And he got in there. Now, General Blake and two other hundred men, which included McGee and Casey, went through to Ballinamuck. Now the English followed them and they set up their wagon up where the church is now. And they had an ammunition wagon there and they were with their guns and they were concentrated their fire on Blake. So Blake moved on to the hill with Humbert. General Blake went on to the hill and he said he'd let them up, but little did he know that the surrender was taking place at that time. So the Irish, being naive, thought, you know, when the French surrendered and they took the sword from Humbert, that they would get the same. So what they done was they charged them, they massacred them.
Near Vairan Ka, Achar Abbe, Vishy Hart Trevesteg de Gaan u Tri Urechlig, Maria Gtourmes Kuikiet Frankoch agus Eirenoch le Linne Trudde, Krochoch an General Blake a via Giannis er Orsina Hayden, Tuilenish, O Pat Donnelly.
General Blake was hanged. The place, there's a monument and there's a, it's signposted actually where General Blake was hanged. General Blake was hanged at the time, it was a place called Jack Griffin's, but it's McKenna's Barn, that's where it was. He was hanged and he was waked in McKenna's Barn and buried at 4 o'clock in the morning. When they were waking him, they went over to Tubberpatrick Graveyard and dug the grave and had rushes, bushes and everything cut to obscure it in case, because the British were scouring. Do you see, it wasn't enough to kill or hang General Blake. Like the Indian, they wanted the trophy, they wanted his head, they wanted him. It wasn't that he was taken out, they wanted to have General Blake. So they buried him at 4 o'clock in the morning, they carried him across country and buried him at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Cheand in a scéalta a d'ascar as an gá, bhí gascaí Gunnar McGee. Bhí gá runa sé funt feitige féin agus gunadóir éire ar a Dr. Casey, agus dúnsig siad marcra na corónach. Ba ghear áfach nach raibh éon arm lón fágca acu, agus dá bhrí sin, dúsáid siad pé dúracháin a déat a dhíse crinú lear an áirítar potí agus kittel íren helge. Fui éire, Rinnig de maiste don stoc ar Ghana Magí. Dertar gan lort trúr rebelúnach gan nardóch siad an caráiste onas gavéad fi an Ghana Scaile agus maríach dina cao dávar. Is tócha garavíd na dina derinacha a sáiríach le linda trudde. Tá Magí fó sa gwyna na lina sa lá tánio van nach múr an an óre sindó. Cahach leis na Frankig mar frizúnlig cogig Gag maileo agus tuga go baileo a clia iad le na nás diú chiú chun de Franca, ach ní mar sinna cahag le muinte na héirin a chur an báis. Mar le muinte na Franca, luaitar a bísa a scríf ag a Faulkner's Dublin Journal ar an cuigú lá díag de bhí man fóir.
On Thursday evening last, the French troops captured at Ballinamuck were brought to Dublin under strong escort. The officers, attended by servants, were lodged at the Mail Coach Hotel on Dawson Street. Curiosity has been excited by their arrival, and the street opposite the hotel was through the whole day crowded by spectators.
Dereir an tenchis, chuig manach an na páirce an vaidindar gion, chun cuirp a good fair a maríach le lina caha an lua ni eag sin a huir tawaile, fi na corp brúite, agus biacar iad a ahint. Agus dereir darif, an tain vilaach a vi ag an lina gael iad a ahint, na on na stocki a vi a gahavaca, a sníva dóibh sa maile. An sin, lehannig fórsa na breta a maach go maul isteach go poblucht chunucht a bhí fwy chanas na rebelúnach ag marú éan duine a ráthar an áras fúhu a bheith ar an rebelúnach agus ag dó éan taach a hánhas air. Hána sé chan báir ide ar an tríú láis fithe de bhí man fóir nuair a rinnig róthar ar chil ala i gúnlai fwy jó agus ágáibh an áitar ís in the ag sléacht. Má tá naimsir gomá, is féidir leat siúlóid stairúil chnoc an tenfola gigéanamh, siúlóid a lennon cosán an chaha. Ar aig leat an eis, chuig an bhaian, an céad stopéile, cúnig de húil amach don scoil leidinach a bheig le feicáil ar chléid an lúb lehan san móthar.